Hello, Mother and Dad. Everyone is there, whoever might be there. This is hello to all of you. Well, today is tonight. It's Saturday, September the 2nd. And I received your very sweet letter, the pictures today, and your tape. So I think right now is a good time to sit down here and make this tape. It's now 15 minutes till 9, Saturday night, and I got an awful lot I want to say on here. And right now, Larry, he's sitting here by me. We come out here tonight since we got the tape and everything, and we come out here and sit down and listen to your tape, and we really enjoyed it. It's touched both of us' heart, naturally. And just a second. Well, I had to play that back there just a second. There was a couple of guys walking down the little old path out here by the tent, and they was talking pretty loud, and there's some mighty vulgar language going. I wanted to make sure that it didn't pick up on this recorder. You know what I mean? So now we're ahead and finish it. Like I said, Larry, I sat out here tonight and listened to that tape. And we really enjoyed it. And Larry's sitting here now. He's fixing to say a few words to you before he goes up to his tent. And he said he had a couple of letters to write tonight. And everything's fine and dandy. And so I'm going to turn it over to Larry now and let him say what he wants to say on here. I probably won't get this finished tonight because, like I said, it's 15:09. And I've got to get in there and write a letter or two myself. As bad as I hate to, I'm getting where I hate to write a letter. And anyway, I'm going to let Larry say hi now, and I'll talk to y'all more later on. So here's Larry.
Well, how are y'all? This is Larry. We were sitting over here listening to this tape, and I should tell you, I sure enjoyed it. I had a lump in my throat, big as my head, sitting here listening to it. Boy, we sure get homesick sometimes. I guess it's natural, though. I'm telling you what, Mr. Wise, I don't know how you stood it in Army all these years. I guess you're more of a man than I'd ever be. I don't believe I could stand it. Me and Gene, we had to pull KP today. 12 solid hours of busting suds. I'm telling you right now, I'm so tired I can't hardly see straight. But we got a bunch of Vietnamese KPs, I guess you'd call them. They wash the dishes and everything. But they had to get a pass fixed out for them or something. I don't know, a bunch of bull. And so we had to go and pull KP and do their job. Well, there's about 30 of them, and they wasn't but about six of us to do their job. You can imagine how we had to hustle. Me and Gene were getting along all right, and I tell you now, don't y'all worry a bit about us, because, I mean, shoot, we're in a wonderful area. We have no trouble whatsoever around here. There's never no signs of any trouble. It's just like being at Fort Stewart, except, you know, we can't see our folks or talk to them, except over these recorders. But it won't be long before we'll be home, and we won't have to put up with a letter or recorder or anything. We can just sit down and talk like civilized folks ought to talk. You were talking a while ago on this tape about y'all eating just a plain old supper, roast beef and gravy and red beans. Lord have mercy. If we could get something like that over here, it'd be heaven. I ain't kidding. I'd sit down any day to a big old bowl of red beans. I guess that's just the country, but boy, I sure enjoy it. If you get a chance, if you ever see my folks around any time while you're messing around the shopping center there, and you see my folks, well, tell them I said hi, or you talk to them on the phone or something, tell them I said that I love all of them, and I tell you, I sure miss them. Really, a guy don't appreciate home as much while he's at home until he leaves. And then after he leaves, he wished to God he was back there where they're at. I tell you for sure, I'd give anything to be home right now. Because, I don't know, just, there's no love to this place. It's just a bunch of guys here. We all just have to live with each other, just try to make the best of it. Of course, we work pretty hard. Of course, today was more or less a vacation for me because I roll barrels most of the time. They get pretty heavy, but it's a job. It passes the time away. Of course, it's hotter than Hades over here, but you can get used to anything, I guess, for a while, except being away from home. No kidding, boy. I tell you, it's a lonesome weekend on the C Street. But I guess, Mr. Wise, you know how that is. As many years you've been in the Army, man, I don't know how you stood it. I don't. I'm telling you, they're about to kill us here in the 34th. I don't know. Just some got it and some don't. And I just don't have it for the Army.
I don't either.
Geez, it isn't either. I don't blame it. I'm telling you, we can't stand this rot. The 34th, I don't know. There's something about this battalion that, I don't know. They're stupid, I guess. I don't know. We got a sergeant major, and he's about as dumb as one of these water buffaloes we got over here walking around these rice paddies. Just about as big, too. But that's beside the point, I guess. But like I said, tell everybody hi, and we'll be home for too long. And remember now, don't worry about us, because, shoot, we're as safe here as we are anywhere in the world. So we're just like on a vacation. We're just over here for a little while, and we'll be home. So I'm going to go now. I've rattled my brain here long enough, and we'll see y'all later. So be sweet. Right soon. Remember, we love you. Bye-bye.
Well, I was over there. He said a little bit. I was surprised he said as much as he did. I was glad he did. That helped me take up some of this tape. And like I said, we just got through listening to that tape, and well, we really enjoyed it. So I'm going to flip it off here again. Many of them will swap a couple of lies here. And I know he's going to get up there and write him some letters and everything. In a minute, I'll get the rest of this made out. And I've got some letters to write, too. I might have to go up to the Audley tent where the CQ is, where there's some light. So they'll probably turn these out here in a little bit. But I feel like writing and talking tonight. So I'll get this made out and get in the mail to y'all.
What are you going to do to get back, Larry?
Wait for the highway department, I guess. I hope when your mother gets her driver's license, she watches out on the highway and don't run over me. It's up there.
Hello, Kelly. How's it going? Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
How's everything?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Boy, I tell you.
Just think. Right now, it's... Well, it's 9 o'clock here.
It's about 8 o'clock at home, isn't it?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Everybody's got a hangover from Friday night. Oh, me. Except me.
Man, I'll tell you what. I don't see how you just sit around here and not drink anything.
It ain't hard. Oh, I'll give my left arm if I can see Connie again. I ain't playing.
You'll be back there for a long.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I know I am. Lord, it seems like I've been a lifetime over here, and I got a lifetime to go.
Well, we got 28 weeks and days, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Robertson.
Oh, gee. Come on, baby.
Racine, Dave. Y'all look like y'all about half boozed up tonight.
Yeah, if you want to suck on my shirt, I guarantee you get drunk.
Well, Mother and Dad, that was kind of a surprise there. I'll tell you what I've done. Me and Larry just sitting here talking, you know, after I turned the tape off. And I flipped the tape on, and, you know, I just started talking to Larry, not letting him know the tape recorder was on. And some of the boys come back from the beer tent, and it's pretty tight. I guess y'all can probably hear that from the tape. But anyway, I hope there wasn't anything said on there vulgar or anything to pick up. If it is, well, y'all got to understand it's a bunch of lonesome GIs over here. So I'm going to leave that on there because unless it's too bad, we're going to play it back again and see. But Larry's wanting to say something else. He's sitting here trying to laugh and everything. So I'm going to let him say something else. And like I said, I don't know for sure what I was on there, but I'll play it back. And don't sound too bad or nothing. Well, I'll send it to y'all. Y'all kind of get a conversation from some of the boys that come back from over here. So here, Larry, I don't know what you want to say. He's sitting here shaking his arm at me or something. He won't say something, so I let him talk.
I don't know if you heard what I said about you getting your driver's license, but I was only kidding, honest. I mean, of course, you know how everybody talks about women drivers, but I mean, well, to tell you the truth about it, I don't know how some people are when it comes to driving, because I've been out on the road quite a bit working for the highway department, and I've dodged a few cars in my time, but I'm sorry, really. I didn't mean it like you said. Here's Gene back.
Well, I guess y'all, like I said, I don't know how that picked up. I'm going to play it back and see. But I guess y'all kind of seen how I'm influenced to drink a little over here now and then. But I know that y'all worry about my drinking a lot, but I've slacked off of it a whole lot, a lot more than you'll know. So, it's kind of hard to do, but when you got an old buddy like old Larry, I'll tell you, the old boy ain't touched a drop since we've been here. He just not a drinking man. And a lot of times when I feel like I want to drink or something, get down to a dumps or something, I go off and talk to old Larry, and we can say some things to each other that kind of, you know, well, it just takes it away, so. It's hard to do. I was wanting to take that drink all ago when they was offering it to me, but I didn't. So I'll turn this out. I hope a lot of the folks ain't listening to this. They might really get a case of the bad at me. Though I don't know why. It's pretty bad to drink at one time anyhow. So let me turn this off right now. I'm going to see if I can't get old Larry to say a few more words on here, and I'll make the other side then to y'all. Just a minute.
Well, we're just sitting here talking, shooting the breeze. I don't know, I got buku letters to write down there in the blast
tent. Tell them buku means a whole lot.
Yeah, buku means a heck of a lot. But I don't care. I got 7 months to write letters. But, oh, we're just sitting here, like I said. I got my feet all propped up here on the sandbags, leaning back in a lawn chair. See, we ain't got as bad as you think we have. Shoot. We're just like we was at home, you know, just a bunch of idiot guys sitting out in the backyard, you know, in the lawn chairs with their feet all propped up, sitting here, shooting breeze, swapping lies, talking about the life we had before we got in this Well, you can call it what you want. We call it a few things around here that I can't put on the tape. I think you know what I mean. But, everything's all right. All the guys are shoot up and look up and down the row of tents here, and there's guys sitting all over the place out here just sitting talking. All we got to talk about is home, and I guess we shouldn't sit around and talk about home like that all the time, because it makes it just that much more homesick. Listen.
Ain't nothing better to talk about.
That's right. I don't know if you recognize my folks or not. I said a while ago, if you seen them up there in the shopping center, just look for two big old cows walking down the sidewalk hand in hand, and that'll be them. Hey, like I said a while ago, we like to eat. And if we don't have nothing else, we're going to have something to eat around the house, are we? My old lady, she's a heck of a good cook. I guess you can tell that when you see them. I don't know if you've seen them or not. But my old man's crazy. Boy, I'd like to be home with him right now, sitting down at the truck stop, talking to him in that big old truck of his. We sure miss home. I ain't kidding. I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk on this thing or not. I'm sitting here looking at it like it was a big old Coke or something. I'm thirsty as a bat. I think I'll run over here to the tent and get me a Coke to drink. And I think I'm going to get Gene broke in Cokes. He ain't been drinking like he has, you know, a long time ago. See, I knew Gene, oh, heck, long time. See, we went to school together up there in Diamond Hill. And no kidding, he's really cut out on drinking. I'm proud to see it. It takes more of a man to quit drinking than it does to start. I just never did drink myself. I don't know. I just don't care nothing about it. But we just sit around here and we talk, and one of us gets down to the dumps, and we go look up the other one. Of course, we don't have to look very far. Just step outside the tent and holler, "Hey, Tex," and we fall out. Of course, all of us Texans, we got to stick together. You know how it is.
They don't mess with us, though, do they?
No, they don't mess with us, because we may not be bad. We sound bad sometimes.
We ain't bad, but the bad don't mess with us.
Every once in a while, we get in a little scrap with some of these fellas. You know, the ones from up north, some of them think that their feet don't stink, but I got news for them. Mine stinks. And sometimes we don't talk about it too much, especially on these tapes, but sometimes we have to knock a few heads. We have before, I guess we will again. But that's life. Heck, that's in the Army. We're all just a bunch of crazy idiots. You know how people are. Sometimes they're temper flare. And I got one just about as long as Gene's 5-ton dump. And, whoops, I see the tape's fixing to run out. I'm going to have to hurry. I guess I'm going to buy this tape card. Darn if I ain't using it more than that, and he is. But you know me, every once in a while I get a wild hair and I'll talk for 4 hours without shutting my mouth. But I don't know. We're sitting here having a blast. No kidding. We're sitting here. We went over and got us a darn cardboard box of all things, and we chipped up some ice and put it in.